In the clear light of day, the spirit of democracy shines brightly from the Capitol. But for a few nights this October, we turn down the lights, allowing other spirits to step out of the shadows. Spirits like Civil War veteran Judson Bishop.
The bullets were whizzing by, so many of them so fast, he could have held up his hand and caught it full of bullets. And that was kind of just the singing they were made. They were buzzing around the soldiers. His horse was also shot out from underneath him.
More than a century later, historian Brian Peace says Bishop's story still resonates today.
He was one of 24,000 men who volunteered. It's that willingness to step forward, to give up his life, if necessary, to preserve the Union.
Bishop is just one of several spirits haunting these hallowed halls when the lights burn low, as they did back in 1905.
You might have had a lot of 40-watt bulbs and maybe 60-watt bulbs, but not much in between there. So you had some really dark spaces within the Capitol. With the historic lighting, you get a creation of a lot of shadows, and then the spirits would be those historical characters coming back to greet the people of today.
If you want to seek out the spirits for yourself, the Minnesota Historical Society is offering its Shadows and Spirits Tour starting Thursday, October 17th. For more information on the tour and to reserve your spot, visit mnhs.org. And if you can't make it out for the fall favorite this year, don't worry. There are plenty of spirits around the Capitol year-round.
In the present day use of this building, there's a spirit of representation. So there's people that we have elected to represent our ideas in the House and the Senate and the governor's office. We also have the spirit of discovery. So if you come here to walk around, you're going to see all kinds of history, portraits, paintings. And the last I would say is just the public participation. This is the spirit where the building allows people to sit in the committee hearings, go to the legislative sessions, have rallies in the rotunda.
And just sometimes learn lessons from the spirits in the shadows. Veronica Marshall, Senate Media Services.